No, 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 no.
Good morning. Just wanting to make sure that my microphone is working. Alright. Just had to click out of some emails. I'm so frustrated with how mind consuming my job is. Like, I feel like they take care of me and appreciate me to an extent, or at least the ones who matter. But the thing is that as leaders, I feel that they almost get past some motherfucker. Fucking retard. I'm sorry. I just had to rant about my stupid neighbor. Just does the most retarded things for apparently no reason. Like, he parks his car on the street when he has like a bunch of driveway space, a garage, and he parks it like right on the property line, you know, and he does it in a way where it just inconveniences me because I have to pretty much go around his stupid ass ugly truck every morning instead of just driving straight. So it's not even like a big deal, and he has like all the right to put it on the street. It's just fucking annoying because it doesn't make any fucking sense. And he's that one neighbor that I've never had any love for, you know. He's never extended any sort of you know, of greetings towards me. He would do things like, I don't know, he'd just do unneighborly things. So at this point, I have no respect for him. And wow, so there's a new crossing guard, it looks like, and she's a lot nicer. Looks like the troll might have either quit or retired. And that's a good thing. I think I underestimate how loud my voice is. And, I think at times she has heard what I've been saying about her, about being a troll, you know, while she's tried to ignore me. Because I think my voice carries even without, with my windows being rolled up, I think people can still hear me. And the reason I think this was because I was parked at work the other day, and a guy parked next to me, and both of our windows were rolled up, but he was on his phone, and I could hear that he was having conversation. I couldn't quite make it out, but I figured if I'm inside a car with my windows rolled up all the way, he's inside his car with his windows rolled up all the way, and yet I can almost make out what his conversation was. So if I roll down the window and started listening in and concentrating on what he was saying, I may have picked up on what he was saying. So I figured if someone was just outside, you know, with granted it's a heavy a street with a lot of moving cars that make a lot of noise, you know, but, you know, I figure if someone's outside and you're talking inside your car, they can listen to you, you know. I honestly don't remember because, you know, I've had the luxury of not having to walk anywhere more than a mile, you know, anywhere major. I've, for the last maybe 10 years, I've always had someone who can give me a ride or a whip myself. You know, but it's crazy. The older I get, the more public transportation sounds more appealing to me. I even have a benefit at my work if I wanted to start doing that, which I don't think I will do anytime soon, especially right now with my broken knee. It sucks just because I wasn't thinking. I jumped off a ladder step and maybe about 4 feet. But what I did, I didn't land on both feet. I landed on 1 foot, not really thinking about it when I jumped off. And I heard pop, you know. But, you know, look, it's weird because whenever that happens, I know I'm going to be fucked up. But I usually recover within, you know, 7 to 14 business days. So I'm like a axolotl, basically, you know. I may have some wimpy joints, but I recover quickly. My recovery game is on fleek. Speaking of which, today is Star Wars premiere, I think. Private screening for me and my colleagues at our local Michael Jordan theater, movie theater. Jordan, Michael Jordan movie theater. And, you know, I appreciate Star Wars as a fellow nerd and as an American dreamer boy. I don't know, I wasn't ever, like, the biggest fan in the world, you know. And even, like, growing up when, like, the other movies came out, you know, I wasn't the happiest proponent to those movies. And I don't even think, like, I think I've seen parts of the what's going on? I keep hearing beeping. I don't know what's going on. I think the school bus almost ran a red light. Can you scoot up? Wow. People are so inconsiderate. At least they got their U-turn. You made an illegal U-turn. You wanted me to give him space for... So, either way, the guy in front of me didn't give me space to give him space. But he did an illegal U-turn. But whatever. I don't understand why there's so much commotion going on this morning. It's 33 degrees. But it's perfect, actually. Like, the sun's out, I feel great, it doesn't feel cold, people are walking, you know. I see these little gangster white boys walking down. They might be juggalos. One of them was wearing, like, I don't know what. They walked up to this girl, pretty cute girl, she looks like she's walking home, and I thought they were gonna do something, but no, they didn't even say hi or nothing. But that's pretty weird because they look about the same age range, all three of them. And what are they doing? What are they doing outside of what's going on right now? Are they not going to school? They look like they're teenagers, like high schoolers, you know. But maybe they're off, you know, Christmas break. Who knows? But right now, my knee's kind of swollen, and they keep looking back and checking the girl out. They're like, "Oh man, I should have said something of it," but yeah, I don't know. So I had to react fast, just barely, because my foot slipped and I couldn't get it on the brake right away. My foot slipped because it was a little wet this morning when I don't know, there's a little bit of water, but everything is dry right now, like on the streets and everywhere else. Oh, Popo pulling up in front of thou. Yeah, I don't know. Today is, it seems like it's supposed to be a good day, but everything seems like it's not a good day. It's weird. Let me see. I hope I don't break the podcast. I'm going to look up Leo my horoscope. Unleash your natural warm nature today, and everyone you meet will greet you with a great smile and heartly hello. Friendly folks are going to send good vibes your way, which will put some strong winds in your sail and help you towards the end of the day. When your energy might start to fade, it may help you to know that behind the scenes, things are really picking up. You may not be aware of it, but all signs are pointing towards definite success. Well, that is really good. And, you know, I've been working a lot with the executives. They've shown a lot of appreciation for me. And, you know, I even got access to the executive fridge. So that is, you know, whenever you get access to unlimited free drinks at a company, you know they appreciate you. And, you know, I know I was saying yesterday in my podcast that I think I said, quote, that nobody appreciated me. If I did, you know, I may have just been exaggerating. Because I know people appreciate me. They just might not always have the time to show it, you know. I got a couple of Christmas gifts yesterday, and I might get a little bit more next week, as it's the traditional. And last year I got some Christmas cards from some of the directors all over, you know, even from Tennessee, from Vancouver, you know. So I know people appreciate me, you know. I feel sorry because I don't feel like I've been in the position to give them the support that I used to be able to give them the previous year. But, you know, I feel like they sympathize with me. They do see that I work hard, and they do see the difference when they in contrast when they have to work with someone else. So, you know, it's really been great to see how much I'm appreciated to the people that matters most. And, you know, the last couple of days I've had the pleasure to work directly with one of the main chiefs of the executive lines. And, you know, that's just an opportunity that's come to me because of my hard work and labor, you know. And hopefully soon I'll be able to afford the quote-unquote business casual, style attires, which force, that you basically assimilate to when you're in these hierarchies of corporate positions. What's funny is we have a new CEO, and he quickly changed a rule to make it so, how can I put this? So we had a dress code before, a business actual casual. I never followed it, but I don't think anyone cared because they understood that would be working like, I had to crawl underneath desk and move stuff, and I would get sweaty, and so I couldn't really, and I couldn't afford to dress the way I could with my fluctuating weight after joining this company. But I think everything's worked in my favor because I kind of planned it out this way. Now I'm gonna be able to show the kind of work and mindset that I have, because they will be able to contrast me from when I was at a low point and into when I prosper, into my when I come out of my cocoon, and people have been resting on me, doubting me, putting me down, being fake, saying they're my friends but not really being my friends. And I think it's everything's coming to fruition. Like I like the horoscope I read today, I don't want people to think I'm that kind of wabi-sabi. No, not wabi-sabi. Ouija, I don't know what that word they say, but like, that they think, but there's something to it, there's a reason why it was so important to people back then. It was like the only thing you could do. So like, I could really see myself in the past life being a star watcher, or where I would make puddles on the ground. I would dig holes, big old holes in the ground, just to make these puddles to reflect the stars off the day without the pollution of the fucking city. And then I would trace those stars from the puddles, and through a series of mathematical equations, I would have figured out certain personalities of my fellow human beings based on the day of the calendar that they were born on, based on these astrological puddles. I don't know. I appreciate Star Wars. I can't say I remember everything. I can't say it's the best thing in the world. But I do love the writing behind it, the storyline, the framework. The lore, the background of it, and George Lucas follows a really. So if you look into Joseph Campbell, he basically tells you, he explains how George Lucas follows the same timeline. And it's basically, the framework is the same of all the other epic tales in the Bible, and, all these famous books, they follow the same timeline, and what Joseph Campbell was proposing was that man, Man, I lost my train of thought. He was proposing that it might just be human nature to write stories out this way because it's in our it's engraved in our DNA. And if he's not proposing that, that's what I got out of it. And anyways, I'm at work. I am as excited as can be to be here today. As I said, it is movie night today. So I'll watch Star Wars before anyone else, and my company will pay for me to go there and see it and pay me while I'm there and buy me popcorn and drinks. I know some of you are taken out by your boyfriends and they don't even do that for you, so you know, I'll be taken out, whatever. I do love you guys. Please subscribe, follow, share, and have a nice day.